All right, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Hey. So today we're going to discuss first whether you're allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, and Gemara is going to talk about whether we ever say Kiddush al HaKos during the daytime, meaning not the Kiddush Rabbah, it's just the Baruch Pri HaGafen, but the real Kiddush with the whole bracha on Kiddush. Do we ever say that during the daytime on Shabbos and on Yom Tov? And in the context of asking questions on that, and the opinion that allows Kiddush to be said during the daytime, the Gemara introduces the idea that we always try to do a mitzvah in its ideal time, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's the klal we're going to learn on Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to question that klal. And then at the end of the daf, there's a list of 8 different halachos that could be learned out from a brisa that speaks about how to handle Havdalah when you only have one cup of wine for both Havdalah and benching on Motzei Shabbos. So 8 halachos that we're going to be able to derive from a brisa. But let us begin. We are all, I think we got to Kuf Hamad Aleph at the top. We are at Rav Chananya, the third line of the page. Rav Chananya bar Shlamya v'talmidei d'Rav Avayasvi b'sudasa. Rav Chananya bar Shlamya and the talmidim of Rav were sitting and having a su'uda. V'kai alayu Rav Hamnuna Saba. And Rav Hamnuna Saba was serving them during their su'uda. So Amrlei, zil chazi imakdish yoma nifsik v'nikve l'shabata. So they said, let's go see if it's Shabbos already. They were having a su'uda on Erev Shabbos, and they said, if Shabbos has arrived already, so we'll bench and we'll be oker the shulchan, we'll remove the table, and we'll start a new su'da. So it will be l'kavod Shabbos. The su'da will be l'kavod Shabbos. Again, the question that keeps bothering me, and all the achronim, not all the achronim, but some ask, it doesn't. What are they doing, eating so much on Erev Shabbos? Who eats so much on Erev Shabbos late in the day on Erev Shabbos? So I saw one of the Achronim suggest that it was Sudas Purim, right? That's what you have to say. It was Purim fell out on Erev Shabbos. They're having a Sudas Purim. So anyway, so they said, let's see if Shabbos is here already. So it'll be Koveh for Shabbos. So Amar Lahu Lo Tzrichisu Shabbat Koveh Nafsha. It's not necessary to be Oker the Shulchan Birchas Hamazon. You don't have to do all of that. You could be Paris Mapu Makadesh. Shabbos already will be Koveya itself with even a minimal move to show that you're now changing the Suda, the Kavod Shabbos. Just the fact that Shabbos is here changes the very nature of the Suda without having to start a brand new Suda. Just like Shabbos is Koveya for a halachos of Meiser, meaning that normally you're allowed to have an Achilas Arai before Trumas and Meisers are taken, before something has a Shem Tevel at least, you're allowed to eat an achilas arai from produce in the field, but there is no such thing as an achilas arai when it comes to Shabbos. If you're eating on Shabbos, even if it's just a snack, it's koveya that's considered an achilas keva. So too, Shabbos is also koveya l'kiddush. The very nature of the day of Shabbos changes the achila into an achila of Shabbos. Now that halacha that Shabbos is kovas l'maiser, is that a halacha by Yom Tov also? And the nafkamina l'chora would be if we would say that that Yom Tov is koveya for Kiddush as well. That's a discussion in the Achronim. The Shara Melech suggests to say that how do we know Shabbos koveya l'maaser? It's Gemara in Beit Daflam Dalir and Beis learns it from the pasuk v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg. So the choritz whenever you have a din of oneg, the oneg shabo is what's koveya. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav Alach Yud Zayin that just like there's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg on Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah of kavod va'oneg on Yom Tov. So then the chora Shabbos Yom Tov should also be koveya l'maaser and also koveya l'kiddush. However, the Shara Melech goes on to say that he found in the Meiri that only Shabbos Koveya L'Maaser but not Yom Tov. And that's the sheet of the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, that it's only a din in Shabbos, not a din in Yom Tov. And Tzlach explains, because only by Shabbos does the Pasuk say explicitly that there's a din of Oneg. The explicit Pasuk by Yom Tov is about Simcha, that there's a mitzvah of Simcha's Yom Tov. So even though the Rambam paskins that there's a din of Oneg Yom Tov as well, but the primary element of Yom Tov is an element of Simcha, not the element of Oneg, and therefore this din of Kova'as, which is learnt out from Oneg, would not apply to Yom Tov, would only apply to Shabbos. So Savra Mina, so we thought to say back in the Gemara, Ki Eichi Dekava L'Kiddush Kach Kava L'Havdalah, that just like Shabbos is Kova'a for Kiddush, that you're not allowed to eat until you say Kiddush, so as soon as it gets dark, it's any food that you then eat is Nikva Suda Shabbos Me'eleha, so you have to say Kiddush right away. So too it's Kova'a Kovea for Avdallah, meaning that if you're sitting and eating a Shalosh Shudas, and then it becomes dark and it becomes Motzai Shabbos, you cannot continue. You need to stop in order to before you eat anything, because you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah. Sam Luhurav Amram, Hachi Amrav, Lekiddush Kovaas, Velo Lahavdallah Kovaas. So he said, no, Rav held that that's not so. By Kiddush, that's true. You're not allowed to continue eating before you say Kiddush. But on you're having Shalosh Shudas, you're allowed to continue eating before you say Avdallah. But Vahani Mili Le'inyan Mifsik the Lo Mafsikinan. That's only with regard to the fact that you don't have to stop if you're already eating a meal. Avlaschule Lo Maschulinan. But to begin a meal, that you're definitely not allowed to do. Meaning, if it's already dark outside, it's already Motzai Shabbos, one is not allowed to begin a meal on Motzai Shabbos after it's dark before he has said Avdallah. O Mifsik Nami Lo Amran Ela Ba'achila Avul B'shtia Lo. And even the din that you're mafsik, that you don't have to be mafsik the meal, that's only for having a meal. But if you're just drinking, you do need to be mafsik. You need to stop drinking if you have not yet said Avdallah. If all you're doing is drinking, and even when we say that that you're not allowed to start drinking, that's only chamra v'shichra. That you're not allowed to start drinking once it's dark outside. That's only if we're talking about drinking wine or beer. But drinking water before Avdallah is no big deal. You're allowed to drink water, even start to drink water after it's already dark outside. So says Gemara, pliga de Rav Huna, and that's against Rav Huna. Rav Huna chazi alahu gavra d'shasa maya kodem Avdallah. Rav Huna saw someone drinking water before Avdallah. Amrle lo misfi marme askara. Aren't you worried about the disease of askara that you get for eating before Avdallah and for drinking before Avdallah? So he apparently thought that even water was a problem to drink before Avdallah. So detana mishmed Rabbi Akiva kala toim klum kodem shiavdil misasa baskara. Anyone who eats anything before they say Avdallah is misasa baskara. So Rabban dvei Rav Ashi lo kapti amayan. Rabban dvei Rav Ashi, however, were not makbid about water. So there's a machlokas whether water is also an issue to drink before Havdalah. So a number of things. First of all, why is it that it's usher to eat before Kiddush? So the Rush explains in Simin Yud Zayin that it's din of Kavod Shabbos, that you're not supposed to eat until you're Mekadesh and Kovea the Su'uda for Kavod Shabbos. Meaning if you're eating before Kiddush, so that food is not L'Kavod Shabbos. What's Kovea the Su'uda as food, as Achila, that's L'Kavod Shabbos, is by saying Kiddush on it. So you say you have to say Kiddush first in order to be Kovea as L'Kavod Shabbos. The Magen Avraham, however, points out in Simin in Reish Lamed Hei Sufkan Dalin, Shulchan Aruch Rav also makes the point that the reason for the Isser may just be the same reason you have an Isser to eat before any mitzvah. Whenever you have a chiv to do a mitzvah right now, so you're not allowed to eat. Before Megillah, you're not allowed to eat. Even though you're fasting and you're hungry, you still, we don't eat before Megillah. Tainus Esther is over already by the time we're laying the Megillah at night. No, but still, you don't eat before you have any kiyum mitzvah to do. So mitzvah's Kiddush is no different, that there's an Isser Achila. However, the Magen Avraham points out that the Isser Achila before Kiddush is different than the Isra Achila before all other mitzvahs. By all other mitzvahs, you're not allowed to eat a kibetza, but a ti'ima is permissible. The only exception to that might be shachris, that before davening, it's even pachas mi kibetza could be yasir, because it's not only, by shachris, it's not only a din of eating before doing a mitzvah, it's also a din of greeting God before doing anything else in the day, meaning that your first order of business is to losochel al dam. So that's a different din. That's not just that before doing a mitzvah that you shouldn't eat, but that you shouldn't eat anything before you daven for your own life, before you daven for your own dam. But typically, before doing a mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat only a kibetza, but a ti'ima, you're allowed to have before doing a mitzvah. And the reason is because the whole concern is that maybe shami yamashech, you're going to get so involved in your meal, you're going to end up forgetting about doing the mitzvah. So that concern only exists if you're eating something substantial, but if you're just having a ti'ima, there's no such concern. But when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Kiddush, the Isser is even Ti'ima before Kiddush. So that could be because of the additional concern that the Rush points out, that it's a din in Kavod Shabbos, that eating anything before Kiddush is a lack of Kavod Shabbos, because one is supposed to use their Kiddush to be Koveya the Su'udah as a Su'udah Shabbos. Now, the Tosos over here raises an interesting concept. Tosos in Dibra Maskel, Hani Milu Dachl V'Shasum Eikara, Mashma Shayu ochlin b'shabes samach l'chashecha. The whole discussion over here of what to do when you're eating shalosh shudas and all of a sudden you look outside and it's dark outside, it's already motzai Shabbos, so can you continue eating, can you not continue eating, implies that they were eating shalosh shudas late in the day on Shabbos afternoon, which to us sounds very normal. But to Rabbeinu Tam did not sound normal at all. V'tema, shalo nagu lechol bein mincha l'mariv. The minhag was never to eat shalosh shudas between mincha and mariv. V'gam Rabbeinu Tam ka'as al Rabbeinu Meshulam shehinig lechol bein mincha l'mariv. And the Rabbeinu Tam got very upset that Rabbeinu Meshulam made a minhag that people would eat shalosh shudas between mincha and mariv. He was very upset by that, the Rabbeinu Tam. Damar b'medrash, because the medrash says hashos amayim b'shabes bein hashmashos gozel as krov of hamesim, that it has a negative effect on one's relatives who have passed away already, because this relates in some negative way to what's going on in Gehenna. As the fires of Gehenna are about to start up again, you shouldn't be sitting there partying. There's some sort of kabbalistically, this is a terrible thing to do. Because of shapam achazir meisa belosir ubali de sakana. One time people were eating shalosh shudas late in the day on Shabbos afternoon, and it was bali de sakana ubekoshi itiru erev yom kippurim lechol achar vidui mishum shichrus. And it's bekoshi that we even allow on erev yom kippurim and on Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos to allow eating late in the day, because you're gonna have to fast the whole day. But even then, it's bekoshi that we're mekel. So how could you eat? How could everybody be eating shalosh shudas late in the day? So he says yeshulchos to marry achash eschilu beheter ba'emtsa suda hispalu mincha veichat eschilu beheter mutal ashlim. Says must be they started way earlier in the day. They started before mincha. They didn't start after mincha. They took a break from mincha and then they came back and it was the same suuda. So since they started beheter, it was mutter to be mamshich. So what's he talking about? Every shul always has shalosh shudas right between mincha and mariv. So the Rush says that he found that Rav Sar Shalom, that the Rush first quotes more from Rabbeinu Tam against this idea of eating shalosh shudas between mincha and mariv, and he says that's why we say tzidkascha in mincha and Shabbos, because that's the moment of time that meis Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says that's why you're not supposed to eat. That's the time meis Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a mitzvah savelos, and he says, you know what else you're not supposed to do during that time? Learn Torah, because chacham shemeis beis midrasho batel, and we're all the beis midrasho shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So you shouldn't learn, you shouldn't eat. The two things that everybody does during shalosh shudas, that during the time between mincha mariv, we eat shalosh shudas and we learn Torah. That's what Rabbeinu Tam was vehemently opposed to. So Rabbeinu Meshulam rejects all the rayas of Rabbeinu Tam, and he particularly doesn't like the idea that it's because Moshe Rabbeinu died during that time that we shouldn't eat and we shouldn't learn, because he points out, how could you say Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why we say Tzidduk Adin, he says, how could you say Moshe Rabbeinu died during that time? Pasuk says Beferish in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ben Mea Ve'esrim Anochi Ayom, I am on my last day of life, I am 120 years old today. And he wrote that on Shabbos, if you say that he died on Shabbos. If you're saying he died Shabbos afternoon, so Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, the Gemara, the Medrash Rabbah says, the day he died, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day he died. So he was writing all day on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was writing on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing that he was writing on Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh to say that he was writing Al Yidei Shem, he was writing Bismola with a Shinoi, he did something. That's a question in the Achronim. Let's say if you can write, you're a righty, but you can form perfect letters with your left hand. Not as comfortable, but you can form perfect letters with your left hand. Is that called a Shinoi? So the Aglei Tal writes in this Psicha that yes, that is called a Shinoi, because it's so uncomfortable, it's so different. Shinoi doesn't have to be in the Totsa'a, it could even be in the Maisa. If you're doing the Maisa with a Shinoi, even though the Totsa'a, the result, is going to be the same, that's still called a Shinoi, provided that it's enough of a Shinoi in the Maisa. I was just looking into this, the Poskim discuss, let's say, opening a refrigerator door when the light is on, so, or when the motor is going to start running right away. So can you just open with your left hand and say that's a Shinoi? No, the refrigerator door, we're all ambidextrous with refrigerator doors. So it has to be enough of a difference. That's how some suffer defends the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But it's a strong Kash Rabbeinu Meshulam asks, what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Writing on Shabbos. And in Seder Olam says, on Erev Shabbos he was Nifter, or it seems that way from Seder Olam, because it says, Chomas Yericho fell on Shabbos, which was Chaf Ches Nisan of that year. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Adar was therefore on a Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, so he died on Erev Shabbos, right? So it would not have been Shabbos. So we say Tzidik Adin Mincha not because of Moshe Rabbeinu, but because of the Mason that Achozim Ladinam, and as Gehenim is about to start up again on Motzai Shabbos, so that's why we say the Tzidik Adin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Zman of Suda Shlishas, the Aruch HaShulchan collects all the Shitos. In Sim Reish Sadi Al Siv Gimel and Dalet, he says there are three Shitos in Rishonim, when to have Shalosh Shudas. Rov Rishonim say whenever you want, as long as you have three meals, doesn't really matter. You could have it early in the day, late in the day, so it's all good. The Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it has to be before Mincha. After Mincha, it's a terrible time to do it, and he got all upset when people did it after Mincha. The Rif and the Rambam, however, say that you're not allowed to eat a Su'udah Katana, Kodam L'Mincha, even Kodam L'Mincha Gedola. So they hold that, and the Rambam is very clear about this, that Su'udah Shlishis has to be Dafka after Mincha. So that's the Iker Zman of Suda Shlishis. So if you just learn Gemara Rashi Tosos, you miss out on half the picture. Many of the Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam about this, and in particular the Rambam, and the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, to eat Shalosh Shudas after Mincha. Now, So the Gemara had said, but if you're in the middle of a Suda and it gets dark outside, you're in the middle of Shalosh Shudas, you don't have to stop. But if you're just drinking, then you do have to stop. What if you're eating but you didn't wash? So this is meaning, let's say you're eating mizonos. The halacha is Shulchan Aruch quotes several deos of what it takes to be yotzei the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. And one of the deos is that all you need is mizonos. So let's say you're koveir, you Suda Shlishis on mizonos. Can you then continue the Suda, or is it only if you wash and you haven't benched yet that that's called a kvius? So the Levush says that you're allowed to be mamshich because you're koveir as Suda Shabbos. And Ravazin writes in a tshuva that according to the Levush, if you're whatever you're koveh as Suda Shlishis, even if it's mizonos, that would be enough. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, they quote from Shlomo Zalman that he's not sure. He's not sure if mizonos is a kvius or not a kvius. It seems that most are machmir about this. That if you're going to be eating Shalosh Shudas into the night, you should wash to eat Shalosh Shudas. Anyway, it's more appropriate to wash for Shalosh Shudas.
There's no problem with extending Shabbos.
Eating Kodim Avdala. It's already dark outside, so you're not allowed to start a meal before Havdalah. Adrab is a mitzvah to extend Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to be mosif v'chol al kodesh, but eating before Havdalah is a problem. One more quick point over here. The Torah has a comment that when a person comes home on Friday night, he should be memaher lechol miyad. He should eat right away, and paskin this way in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph as well. That he should eat right away. And the Magen Avraham says, why eat right away? So Magen Avraham says, no, you have to eat right away because you need kiddush makom suda, and you have to say kiddush right away. That's the real point. That you need to be mekadish miyad. Why? Because the more you add to Shabbos, the more you machnis the yom earlier, the better it is. But it quotes from Ramami Panu that the minhag of Rov Yisrael Mishanim Kadmonios was not always to run home right away and start the meal immediately. Everyone would just do whatever they enjoy in Hanukh Emily Israel, Imenim Naviim Haim Bnei Naviim Haim, and you don't have to be in any such rush. So plus he says if you try to be Mekadesh as early as possible, you already were. You already davened in Tefillah. The Magen Avraham Paskens one is ready Yotzei Kiddush Midah Raisa in Tefillah, so you don't have to worry about it. But the quote from the Chafetz Chaim, a Chafetz Chaim type of insight, is in the Dvar Avram. He says that he heard a Ha'ara Nifla'a from the Chafetz Chaim, that if you have Orchim, don't delay, because guests sometimes are hungry. So you shouldn't. He said the Chafetz Chaim had minug that if he had guests over, and you have to realize when they had guests then, it wasn't stopping, you know, a person whose socioeconomic status was just fine. Very often the guests were Aniyim Marudim, who haven't eaten all week. So when the Chafetz Chaim had guests over, there was no Shalom Aleichem and no Eish Eschayil. They went straight to the meal because he wanted to make sure that the guests didn't have to wait around while it shouldn't be Divrei Torah before the meal, shouldn't be the zemirus before the right away. You go straight into kiddush and the meal. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Ravina Merav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So Ravina asked the following shayla of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Mishlo kiddush Bar Shabbos. Maushay kiddush Vole Kol Yom Kulo. If someone did not say kiddush on Friday night, can you still say kiddush Shabbos day? Not just the kiddush Rabba Bar Pregafen, the real full text of kiddush with the whole bracha. Do you say it on Shabbos day? So Amr Lei Mida Amri Bnei Rabbi Chia Mishlo Hivdil B'Motzai Shabbos Mavdil V'Holi Chala Shabbos Kulo Hachanami Mishlo Kiddush Bar Shabbos Mekadesh V'Holi Chala Yom Kulo. Well, if we have a din that someone who didn't say Avdala on Motzai Shabbos could continue to say Avdala the entire week, which the Gemara later is going to say doesn't mean the entire week, it means through Tuesday. You're allowed to say Avdala through different days, and through Sunday, through Tuesday, but let's assume through Tuesday. So you could be mavdil v'holi chala yom kulo. So probably kiddush is the same. We always make the comparison between kiddush and avdala. So if you didn't say kiddush on Motzai Shabbos, you could say on Friday night rather. You could say kiddush throughout the day on Shabbos. You could be mekadish v'holi chala yom kulo. And the Achronim have a suffix. This din of kiddush kol yom kulo. Let's say you can be mekadesh vole kol yom kulo. Is that a din in tashlumin that the mitzvah is Friday night? If you didn't do the mitzvah Friday night, so you can make it up by saying kiddush on Shabbos day. Or no, maybe it's not a din in tashlumin. It's a din that the zman of kiddush is all day on Shabbos, but zrizim akdim the mitzvah tells you to do it as early as possible. But the zman is really all Shabbos. It's not a din in tashlumin. The Torah quotes machlokas between Rav Amram Gon and the Rambam that according to Rav Amram Gon in a siddur, if a person forgot to say kiddush, that's when we could say mekadesh vole kol yom kulo. But if a person bemazed didn't say kiddush Friday night, he cannot say kiddush on Shabbos day, says Rav Amram Gon. The Rambam says, no, it doesn't make a difference why you didn't say kiddush Friday night. Either way, you can say kiddush Shabbos day. If you missed it Friday night, you'll say kiddush Shabbos day. What are they arguing about? Says the Bach. They're arguing exactly about this point. If you say that kiddush on Shabbos day is only a tashlumin, if you didn't say it Friday night, well, when you bemazed, now you don't get a tashlumin. You only get a tashlumin if you were shogeg. You don't get to do a tashlumin if you're mazid. But if the ikar zman extends through Shabbos, that's all part of the zman of kiddush, so it doesn't make a difference why you missed it on Friday night. You're still within the zman, so you can still catch it. You can still say kiddush. That's how the Bach understands the machlokas between Rav Amram Gon and the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch also discusses this issue, whether it's din tashlumin or the ikar din, and he says, nafkamina is, what if you have a katan that's lo hevi shtei sar on Lel Shabbos, and on Yom Shabbos he's Hevi Shtei Saros, meaning he becomes a Gadol right in the middle of the day on Shabbos. So he wasn't Chayiv in Kiddush Midaraisa on Friday night because he was not yet a Gadol, and then he becomes a Gadol right in the middle of Shabbos. So he didn't say he didn't have Kiddush Daraisa on Friday night. Or let's say you have a Shota that on Lel Shabbos he was Nispakeach Bi Yom Shabbos. All of a sudden he took his medicine or whatever, and he became a Pikeach, he became a regular person, a Bardas on Shabbos. If you say Kiddush Bi Yom is the Iker Adin, and that's part of the zman. So even though you were potter on Lel Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv on the day of Shabbos. But if you say it's only a chiv tashlumin, so since you're potter b'layla, you're not going to be chayiv during the day. So the Minchas Chinuch says it's mistaver that only by havdalah there's a tzad that the rest of the week is still part of the ikar adin, because that's how the chamur masakin that the mitzvah of havdalah you get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But if you hold that havdalah is minatorah and kiddush, which is certainly minatorah, it's not mistaver that the mitzvah should be kol haShabbos outside of the din of tashlumin. He says it's got to be that it's only a din in tashlumin, and therefore someone who was pater is not going to be chayiv right in the middle of Shabbos. The other point that has to be made is if a katan said kiddush on Friday night, it could be that even though he was not mechuyev bedavar to say kiddush, he's still not going to have to say kiddush again on Shabbos day, because it could be that mitzvos that he's done bikatnuso might work bigadluso. Meaning, for instance, let's say you have a boy who becomes a bar mitzvah on Monday. Monday is his birthday, right? So do you say, well, he heard Abdullah on Motzai Shabbos, but that's when he was still a katan. So now we should say Abdullah on Monday because now he became a gadol. So I don't think anyone's knowing that way, right? But that gets a little more complicated. It could be that that he was not chayiv in that Shabbos, so maybe he's not chayiv in that Abdullah if Abdullah didn't in that Shabbos. Anyway, that itself is a fascinating topic. But you have this then, someone who did not say kiddush on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara wants to know, should he or should he not be Mekadesh on Kol HaShabbos Kulo? Should he or should he not say Kiddush for the rest of the day on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, So the Gemara said, so we said that he does. Just like Havdalah, you say Havdalah kolo Shabbos kulo, so to by Kiddush, you say Kiddush kolo Yom kulo. So the Gemara has two questions on this. Esivei, lel Shabbos v'leili Yom Tov Yeshben, Kiddush ala kolo si Yeshben askara b'nechse mazon. On Friday night, and Yom Tov night, you say Kiddush, and you say, so you add something into Birchas Hamazon, Ritzei, Yalav Yavo, into Birchas Hamazon. Shabbos v'Yom Tov, but on Shabbos day, and Yom Tov day, ain't b'em Kiddush Halakos, you don't say Kiddush Halakos, v'yesh b'en askar Birchas Hamazon, but you still add things into benching. But v'yisal g'day, d'ch mishlo Kiddush b'arav Shabbos, m'kaddush v'alav kol yom kulo, Shabbos v'Yom Tov, na'im m'shkach, so d'yesh b'en Kiddush Halakos. How can you say that there's no Kiddush Halakos, that there's no real full Kiddush on Shabbos day, if you just got through telling me that someone who forgets Kiddush Friday night does say Kiddush on Shabbos day? So you see that there is such an inyan of Kiddush on Shabbos day. So d'ilo kiddush miyorta mekaddish l'machar. If you don't say Kiddush the night before, you do say Kiddush on the Shabbos day. Sans l'gemara amalei di'i lo katani. No, we're not talking about if you don't. Meaning we're saying on a typical Shabbos, when you do what you're supposed to do, in that you said Kiddush on Friday night, then there's no Kiddush on Shabbos day. But in a chinami, if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, then there will be Kiddush on Shabbos day. So that doesn't really prove anything. So the Gemara tries instead a different proof. Esve kavod yom kavod laila kavod yom kodem. If you have an option of honoring the day of Shabbos or honoring the night of Shabbos in a stronger way, we should prefer to honor the day of Shabbos. Meaning, as Rashbam points out, let's say you have a delicious dessert you love to eat. You have a chocolate cake. You love chocolate cake. You could only have it on Friday night or Shabbos day. So the halach is you should save it for Shabbos day. Any sort of kavod that you could only have one or the other. Things that you could do both, good, so do both. You should have your nice china out for both and your silver. But things that you could only do one or the other, so you should only do, you should do it for Shabbos day. Let's say you only have one kos of wine. So now what do? Should you save that for Shabbos day because of kavod yom? Or should you do it Friday night for Kiddush? So Omer Alav, Kiddush Hayom, Mimbeisha Kiddush Hayom Kovod LeKovod Yom. You should say Kiddush Hayom, which means Kiddush Halayla. It means you should use it for Friday night Kiddush, because Friday night Kiddush beats out Kovod Yom. But wait a second, via Misa, if you're going to hold that someone who doesn't say Kiddush Friday night gets to say Kiddush Shabbos day, the Shafgad L'machar, beloved Beitarti, why would you use that one kos on Friday night for Kiddush? You could satisfy both requirements, the requirement of Kiddush and the requirement of Kavod Yom, by saving that cup for the next day. So the Gemara's Kasha L'chora only makes sense if you assume that the Ikar Zman extends all day. Right? If you hold that it's only a din in Tashlumin, then it's a very difficult read in what the Gemara is asking. What do you mean? You should purposely skip the Ikar Zman so that you could do the Tashlumin? You won't even have the opportunity for Tashlumin if you're purposely skipping the Ikar Zman. So L'chora, the Kasha, the Gemara really, or the Raya that the Gemara is bringing, L'chora works much, much better if you assume that Kiddush is not a din in Tashlumin. Kiddush on Shabbos day would not be a din in Tashlumin, but it's a din in an extension of the Ikar Zman. But either way, the Gemara's point is, how can you tell me that you're allowed to say Kiddush on Shabbos day if you missed it on Friday night? If that were the case, then when you have one kos, you should use that one kos on Shabbos day to satisfy Kavod Yom and Kiddush Hayom. So Amalei, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. He says, no, you can't wait to do Kiddush on Shabbos day, to say Kiddush on Shabbos day, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's more beloved to do a mitzvah in its proper time. You're supposed to do a mitzvah in the ideal time, and the ideal time for Kiddush is most certainly on Friday night. That's the ideal time for Kiddush. Now, a couple of things. First of all, Kavod Yom V'Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Kodem, is the klal, the Gemara doesn't question that klal at all. That's the rule, that Kavod Yom is Kodem. Why is that so? Why would Kavod Yom be more valuable than Kavod Laila? So in the Mechilta Rashbi, in the Medrash says, Zachris Yom HaShabbos, Es Yom, Ein Li Ela Yom, Laila Minayin, Tamalomar Lekadsho. Imkein, Matamalomar Yom. Why does it say Yom if the din is Zachris Yom HaShabbos Kadsho applies for night also? Kavod Yom, Kodem LeKavod Laila. So the Medrash learns it from a pasuk that Zachar, the fact that it says Yom in the pasuk tells us that the inyan of Kavod Yom beats out Kavod Laila. In the Chasdei David on the Tosefta, he says that since the Torah writes the Chiv of Suda Shabbos in the Lashon of Yom, Achlu Hayom, so we see that Dafka, when it comes to Inyane Suuda, the Yom should be Adif, should be preferable over the Laila. Also, some of the Achronim point out that that you're hungrier, that comes daytime, a person is hasn't eaten yet that day for the Suda Shabbos, but Friday, but when you're eating, you already ate that day, so a person's not as hungry, so he's going to be able to show more respect for the Suda by being more excited for it during the day. So maybe that's why daytime takes precedence. Look, some sofer though in the tshuva has a fascinating insight. In Or Chaim Sim Yedzayin, he says, no, the reason Kavod Yom is Adam Kavod Laila is that the Kedusha of Shabbos is cumulative. It starts out Friday night, but it gets stronger and stronger as the day goes. Very often people have the opposite sense, that when Shabbos starts, they feel like, oh, that's when they get dressed their best, and they look their finest, and they look, so particularly in camps, you know, as the day goes on, you know, Shabbos day, they're not dressed quite as fine. Shabbos afternoon, forget about, you know, so it's, but it's not, it doesn't work that way. Shalosh Sudos, why do we call it Shalosh Sudos? It's not Shalosh Sudos, it's Sudos Shlishis. So why, how did the minute become that we call it Shalosh Sudos? So that's what the Acharonim point out, that it's the culmination of Shalosh Sudos. It's all three Sudos in one, because the Kedusha Shabbos builds on itself. The Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Peites Sif Beis, gives a whole bunch of other reasons of why it is that Kavod Yom is better than Kavod Laila. He says because in the Mikdash it was more nicker. Kedusha Shabbos was much more nicker during the day, because that's when you had Karbonos. You didn't have Karbonos during the night. He also says that the Iker Suda that a person eats is during the day, not during the nighttime. So that's always a person's schedule, that he always has that as his Iker Suda. Okay, all sorts of different reasons that Kavod Yom is Adav Mikavod Laila. But more interesting to me is this concept, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We have a lot of concepts in Halacha that sound like they're pretty much the same thing. They sound like they all mean the same thing. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos, Shihui Mitzvos Lo Mashinan, right? All of these sound like they mean exactly the same thing. What else do we have? You have In Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, right? They all mean do a mitzvah as early as possible, right? You're supposed to do a mitzvah as early as possible. So what is Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita that Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos isn't already? So Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in Parshas Vayera in Simon Chav Beis in Minchas Asher on Chumash. I once spoke to Rav Asher. He told me that he said, you know how you love all your children very much, but you know there's just that one that has that special chayin that you feel like you connect to more than the others. He says, Vayera, he says, Simon Chav Beis in Minchas Asher. That's my baby. That's of all the shtickle of Torah that I wrote, that's the one that I love the most. So it's a very beautiful piece. I mean, he has a lot of very beautiful pieces, but yeah, I didn't really understand the mashal of loving one child above the rest, so I love all of his Torah the same. So anyway, and all my children the same, I think. So he writes that the difference between Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita versus Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvos is that Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvos means if you have a long Zman that you could do a mitzvah, do it as early in the Zman as possible. You could do a mitzvah on the eighth day of a baby's born. You do a bris milah, so do it as early in the day as possible. Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita means if there's an ideal Zman, and then there's a separate unit of time, a separate Zman that it can be done, that's clearly distinct from the ideal Zman, do it in the earlier of the two Zmanim. It's not one Hemsheikh of a Zman, doing it in the earliest within the Hemsheikh, that's Zrizin Makdimin. It's when there are two distinct Zmanim. There's nighttime, there's daytime, right? Nighttime is the ideal time for Kiddush, daytime is the less ideal time for Kiddush. So that's when we say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Where else did we have Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita? We had it in Pesachim Daf Samech Chesam in Beis. Rabbi Shimon, Bo Rei, Kama Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Hector, Chalavim Ve'Varim, to burn the fats and the limbs of the carbon is kosher kol laila, and yet what do? We're docha Shabbos. We burn it on Shabbos instead of waiting until Motzai Shabbos. Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos. Two distinct zmanim. It's not about how early in the day we do it on Shabbos. No, that would be Zrizin Makdimin. It's about doing it in the earlier of the two zmanim. So that's what he suggests is the pshat in Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Now, given that that's the pshat, let's see the hemshech of the Gemara and if that really works. So, frak the Gemara. Umi amrin Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Do we really say this concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? Va'atanya, we have a brisa and nichnas the base of Motzai Shabbos. A person comes home on Motzai Shabbos. So you make a bar priya gafen, bari mori eish, bari nebisamim, and then havdal al kos. But let's say you know that you need to eat a suda, and you only have one kos, so you're going to want to use the kos for birchas mazon, but you also want to use the kos for havdalah. So what do you do? So manicha al da'achar mazon, mashal shum kulun la'achrav. Don't use the kos for Avdalah yet. Don't say Avdalah yet. Wait, have your meal, and at the end of the meal, you use that same kos for Birchas HaMazon and for Avdalah. So we discussed this in the context on Daf Kuf Beis of Einos Mitzvos, Chavilos. But we said Ein Lo Shiny. He only has one kos. What's he supposed to do? He's got to use it for both Birchas HaMazon and Avdalah. But whatever happened to Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita? Why are you delaying Avdalah? Right? How could you delay Avdalah till after your meal? Tulsus and Kuf Beis raises the question, and how could you eat before Avdalah? How are you allowed to have this meal before Avdalah? So 2 days in Tulsus, whether the idea of kos shel Birchas HaMazon is so important that we allow you to eat before Avdalah just so that you could have a kos for Birchas HaMazon, or no, it must be that they started their meal earlier and you're just continuing the meal. But either way, v'lo amrin chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, apparently we're not saying chaviv mitzvah b'shaita because we're allowing you to delay your Avdalah. So this is the problem with Rav Asher's Hagdara of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Gemara is saying that the Gemara is asking, how could it be that you're going to say Havdalah later on Motzai Shabbos and not earlier on Motzai Shabbos? What happened to Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita? Meaning the implication is that within that one Zman, within that one unit of time of Motzai Shabbos, we would still say doing it earlier is Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. So I saw in my brother's Sefer, Nasiach B'Chukecha, so in his chapter on Zuzim Akdim and the Mitzvos, in Ha'ara Beis, in Os Beis, he raises the question, what's the difference between Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita and Zuzim Akdim and the Mitzvos? And he says the same Agdara as Rav Asher, and then he says, Shuv Matzasi, that I saw Minchas Asher, says the same way, and he was all excited. However, he says, but you got a big problem. What do you do with the Hemshech of this Gemara? So Baruch Shekivanti, I must have seen his, I edited the Sefer, so I probably saw it once. So what do you do with the Hemshech of the Gemara? So he writes that if you look in the Rashbam over here, without going into all the details, the Rashbam says, "V'lo amar chaviv mitzvah b'shaita de'lo mavdil mekamei mazon tav yashas havdalah." That when was the time of havdalah? Before you ate. What's Rashbam referring to? So says my brother that mibein risayin of shal Rashbam, you see the Rashbam is bothered by this kasha, and he's really dealing with this kasha. And what he's really saying is as follows: there is a discussion in the Gemara if ta'am mavdil or ta'am lo mavdil. Let's say you ate before Avdalah. Do you still get to say Avdalah, or do you now lose the chance for Avdalah? What kind of question is that? Yeah, let's say you eat before Megillah. Do you still lain Megillah? Of course you still lain Megillah. You did something wrong, but you still lain. Still the same mitzvah. You just did something wrong by eating before. What you see from that is that from the fact that it's even a discussion, even though we pass Kintam Mavdil, that when a person eats before Avdalah, it's a different Avdalah. The Avdalah by its very nature is a different Avdalah. It's not the same Avdalah as a Avdalah that you have without Te'ima. So it turns out that the Su'uda, that when you eat before Avdalah, you're being mafsik between two separate Zmanim. There's the Kodem Achila and the Achar Achila of the two Zmanim, where the mitzvah is going to be two separate mitzvahs. There's a time frame where the mitzvah could be ideal and right, which is Kodem Achila, and there's a time frame where the nature of the mitzvah is different. It's like making Shabbos Kiddush on Shabbos day instead of Friday night. It's a later Zman where the nature of the mitzvah is different. It's not just like doing a milah at 10 o'clock in the morning instead of 9 o'clock in the morning. The whole nature of the mitzvah is different. So that would still fit into the Hagdara of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. So Rav Asher Hagdara, I think, works very, very well. So anyway, so the Gemara is raising this question: what happened to Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita? How are you allowed to say Avdalah so late? So Amalei, Ana lo chachimana, v'lo chazana, v'lo yichidana. He says, I don't know, I'm not a chacham, I'm not a navi, I'm not a special person. Ela gamarna v'sadarnana. I just have traditions from my rebbein. V'chein marim b'bei midrash hakavasi. And this is how they say in the base medrash like me: Shaini lon bein iyula yoma la afuke yoma. When it comes to Kiddush, you're right. Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, to do it as early as possible because we want to show we're so excited for Shabbos to start. To make Shabbos start, the sooner the better. That's great. But to make Shabbos leave, that we're much more hesitant. We don't want to rush Shabbos out. We don't want Shabbos to look like it's a burden on us that we're rushing Shabbos out. What a strange expression this is, no? Tana. Well, he's giving this whole autobiography of what he isn't. So I saw beautifully quotes over here in the Masifta that there is a discussion in the Gemara we had 2 days ago. Havdalah Motzei Shabbos that falls out on Yom Tov. Machlokas Amoraim. Do you say Kiddush on Yom Tov first and then Havdalah of Motzei Shabbos? So those who say you do Kiddush before Havdalah, it's because the same svar that you have over here, that it's better to be Ma'acher Yitzias Shabbos. So do Kiddush first and then do Havdalah, so you could do that Havdalah later on. The other svara, the reverse svara, was no, first you want to be Malava the king, and then you go and you greet the governor. So he says, Ana lo chachima ana. He says, it's referring to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is referred to in the Gemara in Maseches Becharos as Chachima di Yehudai. And he also happens to hold in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Havdalah is before Kiddush. He doesn't hold. So he says, I don't hold like the Chachima'a, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who holds that you're supposed to say Havdalah earlier. V'chein lo chazah ana. I'm not a chazah. That's a reference to Shmuel, who is a chazah b'kochavim. The Gemara in Bracha says that Shmuel says, Nihirin li shvili derekiah kashvili denarda. He knew the stars. He was a stargazer. That's what Shmuel, that was his talent, one of his talents. And he also holds on Daf Kuf Gimel that Havdalah is before Kiddush. So he says, I don't hold like Shmuel. And lo yichidah ana. That's a reference to Rabbah, who says about himself in Bamatzia Daf Pevav, Yachid ani b'negayim. That I'm a yachid in the laws of negayim. So he said, and he also holds Havdalah is before Kiddush. So he's identifying all the Amoraim that hold Havdalah is before Kiddush. He says, I disagree with all of them. I hold Afuka Yama Machrinan. Just one last comment. This concept of Afuka Yama Machrinan plays a role in halacha on Motzai Shabbos Chanukah. What do you do first? You light Chanukah candles or you say Havdalah first? So the svara to say that you should say Havdalah last is this svara of Afuka Yama Machrinan. Okay.